Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the disinterested Villanova mascot.
Oh, no.
Congratulations to Villanova fighting Pennsylvanians. Or where is Villanova at? Pennsylvania?
I have no idea.
Pittsburgh?
I literally don't know.
I think this proves why we're not a sports show.
Exactly.
But I was watching the NCAA finals this past week, and I was watching
the NCAACP finals?
The NCAACP finals, and I noticed that the Villanova mascot was sitting behind their cheerleaders just maxing out. Chilling.
What?
Wow.
Not shooting some people outside of the school?
No. When a couple of guys came up to no good, started making trouble in his neighborhood? No.
Did he get in one little fight and his mom got scared and said, "You moving with your auntie and uncle to Villanova?"
Yeah. That was the, I don't think he did anything. They must have gotten the rent a mascot guy to get into that suit because he was not engaged in the game whatsoever.
No, so what happened was...
What had happened was...
I heard that the original mascot, who was very athletic and did all the stuff,
mm-hmm.
broke his ankle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his leg, and then at the same time pulled a hernia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Familiar.
So it wasn't able to do anything that game. So they found some guy off the street and was like, "Hey, you can fit the suit.
Yeah.
Put it on.
Yeah.
You are now the Santa Claus."
Yeah.
And then Tim Allen got fat. And so I delivered toys.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that story. And I don't know what movie that's from, but I'm going to go with Santa Claus.
Actually, it's a Santa Claus 3.
Okay, I was halfway there.
The marriage clause.
I was halfway there. But did you see any of the finals of the NCAACP?
No, nah, what was that, Monday?
No, Saturday. Or no, it was Monday night.
Yeah, it's Monday night. Let me see. What did I do Monday night? lived my life.
I was...
Wow.
See, that makes,
so that means if it's not the NBA, effing everybody.
If it's not the NBA, I don't care.
Oh, come on. It was actually very thrilling of a championship.
No, it wasn't.
Till Gonzaga got eliminated. Eliminated.
It was not thrilling. I heard they got trounced.
Yeah, it was a horrible final.
It was a bloodbath.
But it was a fun bracket. I was all in because I was in for Gonzaga.
You just going for Gonzaga because you have the mug.
I have the mug because I like saying Gonzaga. That's the only, I have no ties.
Do you know where Gonzaga's at?
No clue.
Exactly.
But I got their mug and I can say Gonzaga.
Funny thing about that mug, it actually came from Gonzaga, so you have no idea where your mug came from.
It came from, I know where it came from.
Where did it come from?
Gonzaga.
Because I just told you. But you do not know the location of your
it's
mug
somewhere
birthplace.
In the Northwest. I want to say Oregon or Washington State. I'm thinking Washington State.
Washington State?
I'm thinking like Seattle. There's a lot of those basketball players look like they like to drink coffee.
Okay.
And shout out to Lady K. She's just chiming in on the
Twitter.
Spokane, Washington.
I was close, Lip. I was close.
Wow.
What?
Mm.
And Villanova?
Is in Pennsylvaniaburg.
So you're saying East Coast.
Is in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvaniaburg. What? I know my NCAA CP Negro games. I know it.
He heard it on the airwaves when he was watching.
I was reading it on the way in. All right, but that's not what we're here for.
Hey, no, we got to figure out why there's no water in the studio today.
You might want to direct that question to the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Executive producer?
That's you.
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody's going to point out the fact that the new live feed thing had no music going out during the countdown. And we're also not going to bring up the fact that Lip couldn't get audio in his headphones earlier today because half the board wasn't plugged in. But we're not going to bring that up.
No.
No, we're not going to bring that up. But I still want to know, why should we point those questions about there being no water in the lounge to the executive producer? That's what he said. Why is there no water in the studio?
Well, see, this is something else we're not going to bring up. We're not going to bring up the fact that it was my turn to buy the bottle of water, and it may or may not still be in my trunk of my car, but we're not going to bring
that up. Hey, we said that, didn't we?
Screw you both.
We're like, hey, there's no water in the lounge. Whose turn was it? Corey, either he forgot or is in his trunk.
So either way, it's not going to be drinkable because it's going to be hot.
Exactly.
Because in Arizona, we're in the 90s.
So you know, so just put some coffee grinds
in your trunk.
It's
about 150.
No, it's not, because I have a cooling system in my trunk.
No, you do not.
I do too.
While just because off? You have a Honda.
Lip didn't plug the computer in.
Right. You didn't do that.
Yeah.
But mine's was correctable.
And you didn't have any audio behind your countdown.
But I sang songs to the viewers. I improvised.
I am a little, sidebar, I am a little bitter about that because I wasn't in studio when that was happening. And you guys got a chance to greet Terry.
Plants and books.
But I... And we'll get into this in the body of the show because Terry comes up in an email that we've gotten.
Ooh.
I reached out to Terry personally on the Insta of the Gram just to check in on him.
Nice.
You know, because he hasn't been in our life. He turned out that the reason why he hasn't been able to join us is because his lunch hour moved up 1 hour thanks to that freaking daylight savings time BS that affects the Australia.
I didn't even know Australia does daylight savings.
I don't know.
Does the whole world except for Mountain Standard Time do daylight savings?
The whole world except for Arizona does daylight savings time. Even though I heard earlier about a week ago on the Michael Mara show that Florida is thinking about seceding from the daylight savings time.
But my question is, I thought we are Mountain Standard Time. I thought that was like a whole region.
We are we are in the Mountain Standard Time zone, but if you look at when you set like computer settings and stuff, it's Mountain Standard Time, Arizona Time, Pacific Standard Time. We have our own little time zone because we don't change.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that too. And we're the only one, and Arizona's the only one that says, screw you, Mother Nature. We don't need an extra day in 20 years.
We don't, and we also don't need cooling system either, dude.
Terry off the Facebook says, I'm sorry to cut you off, Liv. I'm sorry. I apologize.
He only got 5 minutes, though. We got to get to Terry Plantin.
Yeah. Terry said he's on his lunch break right now, so he got 5 minutes left, so he's trying to enjoy every moment of it.
Oh, yeah. I can get a lot done in 5 minutes.
Ooh, I can get a lot done to him in 5 minutes.
Whoa!
Oh, sorry, Terry.
Oh, he's gonna blow that daffodil.
I want your pants and bugs.
He's going to blow that daffodil that he couldn't blow on his Instagram earlier today. That was the funniest Instagram video that Terry posted. But we'll talk. Terry, you'll have to listen to the show later because we have a email from someone that mentions you. So
he's probably going to be like, I'm going to call off the rest of the day.
It's not a bad thing. He actually could, you know, I'm okay with him skipping. No, don't skip work.
No, don't
We're not worth skipping work or getting fired.
But as soon as you get off that clock, you could download the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I reached out to him personally on Instagram, and I said, hey, bro, just checking in on you. You know, when we don't hear from people after, you know, a little bit, we go out and we chase them, you know?
Yeah.
If we spotlight you on the show, it's because either we like you or we don't like you. Those are the only two kind of people that we spotlight on
exactly.
The show. If we nothing you, we say nothing about you.
Yep. Yes.
But if we pick on you and make you feel uncomfortable on purpose, we love you.
Exactly. Yes.
Why do you think Lady K sticks around? Because we pick on her all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Corey the most. Though.
Yeah, and Terry and his plants and bugs and his cute-ass kid. Good God, that little baby's cute. Little Australian baby.
Oh.
Yeah, he carries, they don't use strollers down in Australia. They just put the babies in those little pockets of the kangaroos.
Yeah. No, they're dingoes.
No, they're kangaroos.
They got dingoes.
Well, that's what made the kangaroo.
The dingo ate my baby.
Didn't they put the dingo? Didn't the daddy kangaroo put his dingo in the mama kangaroo, and that's where they got kangaroos?
No, there's actually wallabies and dingoes.
No, it's kangaroos, and the dingoes are things that are between their legs that dingle.
No.
You know what they say.
What?
Dingles dangle, but they all fall down.
Dingles dangle, but they all fall down.
I don't know what that meant, and this is not what we were supposed to talk about at the opening of the show.
Oh, what were we supposed to talk about? Was it a list?
It wasn't a list. We were supposed to talk about the fact that Lip forgot to get the water out of my car.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hello, Peter. What's happening? We have sort of a problem here. Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot. But it's not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem.
Yeah. If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great. And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo. Okay?
Yeah, no, I have the memo. I've got it. It's right.
Hello, Phil. What's happening?
Hi, Peter. What's happening?
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Yeah, the cover sheet, I know. Bill talked to me about it.
Yeah. Did you get that memo?
Yeah, I got the memo. And I understand the policy, and the problem is just that I forgot the one time, and I've already taken care of it, so it's not even really a problem anymore.
Ah, yeah. It's just we're putting new cover sheets on all the TPS reports before they go out now, so if you could go ahead and try to remember to do that from now on, that'd be great. All right.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
You'll never feel happy. Never feel happy. No, you won't. Until you try. You'll never.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
I need a tambourine. I need a church tambourine. I'll use this coaster. Do I got the tambourine down?
Yep.
You gotta tap your ring.
You know,
with the flare?
You know, you gotta put the flare in there, you know? Oh, by the way, hear this song. All you black people in the Pentecostal church, stop shouting. There is an Instagram page dedicated to people that have recorded your ass getting the Holy Ghost in church. And they post it on. It's not safe to shout in church anymore. Don't do it. And boy, people look weird when they shout in church. Don't do it no more. Stop shouting. This is my tambourine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona, broadcasting to 79 countries, including Plants and Bugs with his cute baby that is half American because his wife is from Minnesota. I'm with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics all over the world. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Phil Olympius.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, Dud?
For our live stream viewers, glad we're back. We like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on Facebook Live, just like Michelle Escalante did. Hey, cousin, hope you're having a good day.
Evening.
I think she just wrote that and, like, bounced or whatever. She's become a good fan of the show, actually. Hey, Michelle.
No, she hasn't.
You're absolutely right. Hang with us all week long by liking and following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime Video, featuring all 9 original seasons of Roseanne. All on Prime Video. Try it today with a free 30-day trial. But I promise you this. With all the reboots of classic shows like Roseanne, you'll want to hang on to your Prime Video when you learn what other classic shows are also available. And here's the kicker. Prime Video is available on most smart TVs. You can stream it on your phone, tablet, and Apple TV. And most importantly, all the TV shows are commercial free. Roseanne returned? Wouldn't you like to know where they all started? Catch up on all 9 seasons through the special Amazon Prime Video Roseanne banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Amazon, the smile on the side of the box is because Roseanne is so funny. Yeah. I need a real tambourine. Do I got it, DJ? I got it right here. I know, yep. This is all visual. Shout out to Not Carlton Banks. All right, that's enough. All right, enough of that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, all with the shoddy whoa, whoa, whoa. Coming up, we never front sell it, but we're going to front sell it because we want you to hang around. Ooh. Coming up after the break is our Roseanne trivia.
Oh.
And I'm telling you right now, boys, I'm going to play you under the table because nobody knows Roseanne like I know Roseanne.
I don't know, man. I've been brushing up. I'm already on season 9.
Season 9. So you've already seen them win the lottery.
Ooh. Ooh.
Speaking of Roseanne, I know it's hot topic. We didn't have our cameras in our live stream last week. You want to know why? Go back and listen to that show. I received a couple of emails from the organization that they weren't pleased by some of the stuff that we said, but I don't care because I wasn't pleased by some of the stuff they did. So pinch it. You know, we live in a world of consumerism. And as soon as the word got out that we were unhappy with that organization, I had 4 different organizations reach out to me providing similar or even better services.
Mm. Nice.
So on them. But if you want to hear what happened and why we didn't have a video feed last week, go back and listen to Fireside Chat. We explained it all at the beginning of the show. But one thing that you weren't able to see is that I had on my Roseanne chicken shirt. Hey, there it is. I got my Roseanne chicken shirt on. I wore it again today. It smells funny from last week. Kind of smells like chicken.
Mm. Ooh.
Go figure. But Roseanne
says Corey sweats gravy.
Deep fried
chicken.
Deep fried chicken gravy. You got the giblet gravy.
That sounds so good right now.
Deep fried chicken gravy sounds good right now.
Deep fried chicken gravy sounds amazing right now.
Oh, you're so fat.
I think he likes anything deep fried.
Oh, Lip, you did not respond to any of our text messages this morning.
Yeah, That was hilarious. Didn't. No, you
it was like 3:00 in the afternoon when you
I
were
was
like
working.
So was I. Supposed
but
to
you
be.
You guys have more free time than I have free.
No, I don't.
No. Well, okay, I
yes.
do.
No.
Yes, no, but okay.
If you had time
there ain't no. Okay, so what happened, to give some context to this argument, is that it's very well documented on the show, hello, listener Gail,
hey,
that we, every day before the show, someone, tip normally me, sends a group text.
The
day of the show. Someone sends a group text to everyone reminding them that the show, and it has a lot to do, excuse me, it has a lot to do with the fact of my insecurity that I'm always afraid that somebody's not going to show up. But we send a text message that says, hey, show's today, and then I typically spotlight some of the nuances of what we're going to do on the show.
Yeah.
Like if we're doing trailer talk or Instagram follower of the week or whatever like that. So D-Tay takes the reins this morning,
yep,
and sends out the message. And it kind of threw me off guard because you hinted at wanting to do it last week. But this week you got to it, and you literally got to it within minutes of me. And the only reason why you beat me is because at the time that you sent your text, I was in the John and I didn't have my phone with me. But I was planning on, right there after I got done pinching a loaf, I was going back to my desk and I was going to send the alert.
See, but
you beat me to it.
And like I was waiting for the text, and like I was sitting there doing my paperwork because I have a meeting tomorrow. So I was like, let me get my paperwork done for this meeting. And I was like, the text should be coming in right now.
Right.
I don't see the text. I was like, you know what? I keep telling Corey, like, I want to send the text. I want to send the text. I'm sending the text because I'm super hyped about today.
Right.
I'm super hyped about the show tonight. Like, I'm sending the text. And I even said it. And I said, I'm pumped like a fat chick on helium.
Yeah. And then that's what started
this hilarious
the comedy vortex of D-Tay going back and forth, back and forth. And this is all in a group text.
Yeah.
And Lip is included in that group text. So me and D-Tay are doing the Waka Waka drag out funny. I mean, we are LOLing and slapping our knee and throwing our yam bags over our shoulder like a continental soldier because it was just funny. I mean, that there was classic text messaging shtick.
Yeah.
Which Lip chimes in after 14 hours and says, okay,
let's do it, guys.
Let's do it, guys.
Lip. He glossed over all the funny stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, neither one of us is funny.
Like, he was, like we impeded on his day.
Like, thank you guys for ruining my day.
Thank you guys for blowing up my phone.
That's the thing. I have that group message silenced on my phone.
See, that's hurtful.
So I don't see nothing until I actually open my phone and...
There's no way because your phone is throughout the whole show.
No, when it's silenced on that
on our group, it's silenced.
Because I can silence each group,
mute us,
or each person.
So what you're saying is that when I, the big cheese, the guy with the Roseanne chicken shirt, sends a group text message that we have been doing for years.
Yes, yep.
Those have always been silenced.
Yes.
How important
this phone.
Well, you've only had that phone for a few months.
Yes.
Like so they've only been silenced for 3 weeks.
Okay, so prior to that, when you had your phone of
Yeah, no. It wasn't.
Yeah, no. Which answer is it? Is it yeah or is it no? Which
yeah, no, okay.
Yes?
No, it wasn't.
Silenced. No, it wasn't.
It was on vibrate.
Did you not find our shtick funny? It was pretty funny. I think it was funny. D-Tay, did you find it funny?
I found it hilarious.
That
first joke when you're like, I'm always pumped because I'm fat, and I say, I think the word you're looking for is plump.
Yeah.
That one had me rolling.
And but then for somehow...
I have nothing to chime in on. That's why I said, ha, ha, ha.
You
could have
gave us an LOL or something.
I said, ha, ha, ha. Did you not see it?
And I don't know how it went from I'm plump to me being a high school slut.
Oh, but because you said you hit me with the line about
Was easy or something.
You
like
said
that.
I'm going to take my spot on the go. I was like, all right, hey, I'm sorry. It was too easy. You set yourself up for it. And he was like, well, that was my nickname in high school. And I was like, yeah, I know. He said, how did you know? I was like, I saw it on your butt.
We are. And I had an original joke, but I deleted it and I didn't send it. You know how when you're trying to come up with the funny, I've ever done that with a text message?
Yeah.
And you type something up and you're like, you know what? They're probably not going to get the cadence behind this. But I had a joke that after the tattoo butt joke was that Lip wasn't supposed to show you those pictures. But then I was like, well, how am I going to build on that with any comeback? I mean, I literally put a lot of thought in behind this stupid asinine text messaging.
And Lip wasn't supposed to show me your pictures. Then that would have gave me free range to start ripping on Lip. Like, well, Lip would do anything for a shot of Jack.
Lip, it was hilarious. We're entertaining ourselves at this point.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. But Lip did eventually chime in with ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Lip. Appreciate that. I have, so.
We got letters.
Well, yeah, we
not
do.
Yet.
Oh.
We do have letters, and I kind of don't want to. It's almost hurtful.
Oh.
So what happened is that the turn of the intern who posted the picture that didn't have D-Tay's face in it, which wasn't my fault, and D-Tay yelled at me. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. This has been a whole, like, F on D-Tay.
Well, no, it's
a bad guy.
It's going to be an F on all of us because the turn emails me and he says, hey, I've got some really interesting emails and tweet messages that you might want to feature on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not angry tweets, but they are not positive. They're kind of like
shady
in a way.
Shady.
So he came up with the idea that we do a shady email bit.
Okay.
So that's where all of these emails came from is a shady email bit. Are we up on a break? We can't get to them?
Yeah, we only have like 15 seconds.
Okay. All right, so we won't do the shady. We'll get to the shady email later in the show because there's some very interesting questions in here. And there's also, they make some very poignant points as well, especially concerning my friendship, my best friendship with Philippius. Ooh. But on the other side of this break, folks, it is time for the Roseanne trivia. So get out your Roseanne ideas, your mindsets. Those of you that are streaming us live, chime in on the Facebook or send in a tweet at Fat Guy Radio Show. Your answer. We want you to participate in this on the other side of this break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back on the other side of this.
Hey, Fatnatics. You don't want to miss next week's show. It's the Fat Guy's Unspectacular Spectacular Birthday Non-Special. Same Fat Guy time, same Fat Guy channel. You never know who may drop in, so mark your calendars and yell it at your friends. Next Thursday, April 12th, the Fat Guy completes another trip around the sun. And for a man his size, we're all surprised he made it, with no damage to the sun. Join us next week, FatGuyRadioShow.com, and streaming live on Facebook, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Oh yeah, please wish him a happy birthday or he turns into a big, fat, angry baby.
I turn into a big, fat, angry baby?
Like you are right now.
Thank you, yep. Liv.
I love his cadence.
His cadence is horrible.
He makes another trip around the sun, which, at his size, is amazing that he made it. Without any damage to the sun.
Can you do me a favor and go?
Because I'm used to reading to my daughter now, you know?
Can you go back to the Corey birthday slide, please?
Yeah, I got you.
Lip, look at my picture.
Looks like he got beat down with some bumps.
Really?
Some markers.
Really? Okay.
I didn't do that.
That's great. Thank you, guys. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. This week, Target has savings on baby items, cleaning products, and swimsuits. And Target wants to introduce the Fatnatics to the Opal House. New and only at Target, whether you're in the market for a striking accent chair, new standout dining piece, or a textured throw or statement mirror, you'll find what you're looking for with more than 1,300 pieces in the Target Opal House. Visit today at Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target or by clicking the Target icon on our official show app. Target, expect more, pay less. Welcome back to the Shoddy Whoa Pacific Standard Time.
Wait, so are we really on Pacific Standard Time? We're not on Arizona Time?
When we're communicating and out, it's Pacific Standard Time when the time zone changes because we're the same as Pacific Standard Time right now. When you say Arizona Time, people get confused.
Because I always say Mountain Standard Time because I feel like we're always Mountain Standard.
If you tell people 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, that's 6 p.m.
Is it really?
Yes.
This is confusing to me.
I don't understand how it's confusing.
Arizona
it's been
time,
this way for
it.
A long time.
Yeah, and I've always assumed we were just always on Mountain Standard. I thought all of Mountain Standard didn't switch their clocks back. I didn't know it was just Arizona that didn't switch their
Mountain
clocks
Standard
back.
Time switches. Arizona time does not.
That is redonkulous.
It is redonkulous.
This is news to me. I just knew that all my life, for the past 49 years that I've been alive.
You are not 49 years old.
All right, you're right. For the past 78 years that I've been alive, I had never, ever,
ever
touched my clock.
I've never touched my clock either. And
the only time I've ever set my clocks backwards is on April 1st because of April Fool's Day. And I wanted people to think that they were late when, in fact, they're extremely early.
That is a horrible April Fool's joke.
It's funny.
Where did the Roseanne music go, Lip?
Bed 5.
It is not. Every time I'm looking for something, you immediately go to bed 5.
Why'd you be on bed 3?
I don't know where. Come on!
Bed 6.
I know it's in here somewhere. We just played
bed 7.
We just played it last week. No, it's not bed 7. Cover me, boys.
All right, Lip.
Yes, sir.
We got to cover him.
Found it.
Again.
Well, in order to cover him, we need like 5 blankets sewed together.
You know what?
And the canvas of a hot air balloon.
You know what it's next to, though? It's next to that. All right.
And which bed is that? 8?
8.
All right.
So now we know.
It is now time
bed
for.
5.
I don't even know how many beds there are.
5.
I can add as many as I want. Lip, do you have the trivia questions ready?
He needs 8 beds to sleep, right?
Oh, yeah. 1 for him, 1 for each of his limbs, 2 for his head, and 3 for his breasts.
3? How'd you know I had a 3rd nipple?
Oh, no, I'm just saying your breasts are, like, uncontrollably and, unlike, super sickening large.
It's Roseanne trivia. Lip, do you have the trivia questions ready?
I do, sir.
All right, it is time. Bust out your questions. This is interactive if you want to or if you don't. It's Roseanne trivia. We're going to throw out some questions to see how well you know Roseanne. Now, all of these trivia questions, boys, we will go around the table as we have the trivia questions in front of us. And if you know the answer, just chime in. We don't have buzzers. If you know the answers online, chime in, either on Facebook Live or on Twitter. And if you're listening or watching the replay, your answers don't count.
All right.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. I'll start it off, and then we'll go to Dite and then Lip, and we'll cycle around the table that way. Any questions?
No.
All right, question number 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
How many levels was the Roseanne house? How many levels was the Roseanne house? Think of the set.
All right, I got it.
How many levels do you think the Roseanne house was, Mocha?
I'm going to say 5, and here they are.
5?
Yeah, so you had that rooftop balcony, you had the upstairs, you had the downstairs, you had the basement, and then you had hell.
No! No!
No?
No!
Oh, man.
No. Lady K off the Twitter says 2. Lip, do you have a guess?
I said 2. I was thinking 2.
You said 2. It's 3.
3?
Upstairs, main level, and the basement.
See, I was close.
You were close because remember they turned the basement into Roseanne's office.
Wasn't it one of the kids' rooms as well?
It also converted to one of the kids' rooms. And in the final season 9...
It was hell. That's where the devil was. The devil was there.
It wasn't hell. All right, Dite, what's your question?
My question is...
Yes!
What single item did Roseanne not want Dan to sell to Ziggy?
Ooh!
That's a good one. Lip?
I'm going to say his case of beer.
Wait a minute.
Sure
a beer?
Yeah, a case of beer. He could buy that at Walmart for himself.
Dan was selling to Ziggy a case of beer? Beer?
I don't know.
Oh, it was one of those 100 packs.
It was DJ. he didn't want to sell to DJ. No, I think I figured this one out.
What?
I remember this episode. Lady K chimes in. She has no clue. No one else off the live feed gives a rat's ass. I want to think that it was, you know what? I honestly don't remember. You stumped me on this one.
It was his heritage motorcycle.
It's coming back to me. When Ziggy, the episode that Ziggy showed up unannounced, it was him trying to bring, he brought back all these memories of when Roseanne and Dan were younger.
Yep.
And he wanted to see the bike because he thought the bike was still up and running. And they went out to the garage. Ziggy and Dan went out to the garage and only to find that the bike was all like broken down. And then Ziggy and Dan rebuilt it back up. And or before they rebuilt it back up, Dan was like, oh, I got a family. I'm not going to be able to ride this anymore. And he wanted to sell it to Ziggy, and Roseanne struggled with the fact that he was going to sell it because it was such a big part of Roseanne and Dan coming together. Boom.
Wow.
Roseanne knowledge.
Nice.
All right, Lip, what you got?
Where did Aunt Jackie marry Fred?
The Lobo.
The Lobo? What's the Lobo?
The Lobo was the bar that they all hung out at.
No.
That wasn't?
No, I think that...
Wait, they had the...
No, the marriage took place at the lunchbox. It was the lunchbox.
Over the loose meat.
On on Jackie's break. While she was pushing her kid in the stroller, trying to rock him to sleep.
Yeah.
No. At the lunch? The restaurant?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was a lunchbox and Jackie, Mary, Fred at the lunchbox with the rope.
With the rope. I remember this. I got this one. It was... Oh, crap. Was it Roseanne's living room or was it Jackie's living room? Because Jackie and Fred, remember, they bought that house that Dan remodeled.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to think, was it... Lady K out the Twitter chimes in City Hall.
Ooh, City Hall. That's a good guess.
That's a very good guess. Lip, what's the answer? I'm stumped.
It is in Roseanne's living room nursing her baby.
Next to the devil.
Next
Got
to
it.
The devil in Got hell. It. Absolutely. Ooh. I understand. This question, I'm interested as to why the turn gave this to me. Who was the first Roseanne character to come out as gay on the show? This goes back to season 3.
I know this one.
You know this
and,
one?
And it was really hard because I remember this episode and Roseanne was struggling with it a lot because this was someone really close to her.
Oh, God.
And, like, I remember the moment.
Yeah, I could just see the comedy gun cocking back as he readies to fire.
It was Dan. Dan came out and said, "Hey, girl, I'm leaving."
It was not.
It was a season finale.
Dan's dead. That's how he died.
That's how he died. He's like, "Just so you know, all right, bitch, I'm gay. I like dudes. I like dudes.
His heterosexuality is what died.
I hate Mexican food. I love hot dogs. That's what killed me. Lip, the AIDS.
Wow. Come on, you got to know this one. This was like in season 3 back when you were watching it heavy. You got to remember.
Back in the day when I was smoking all the pot, too.
I know, but come on. You got to remember. Okay, I'll give you a hint, Lip. You got to get one. I'll give you a hint. The diner. Not the lunchbox.
Ooh, the diner.
The diner, Lip. Come on, pull this one out for me, bro. Pull this one out. Come on.
How do you think this episode?
The diner.
Let's see.
I'm gonna make that noise your baby made last week.
So you know what it is?
I know what it is. It's my question. I have the answer.
Yeah, you have the answer. Does it start with the owl by any chance?
Well, that kind of gives away because there's only one character that was ever on the show that had a name of the L.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then obviously that's it. Leon?
Yeah, Leon, the cafe owner.
Nice. Congratulations, Lip.
Yeah, Lip.
Got that one.
I was wondering why there was...
I just Googled it.
Cheater.
I told you no cheating. All right, DT, what question do you have? I'm going to get Lip.
My question is...
I'm going to kill you on this one, Lip.
What caused Roseanne to get stuck... in a kitchen blower?
What caused Roseanne to get stuck in a kitchen blower?
Yep.
That must be later seasons. Lip, any idea?
I thought it was like her.
Wait. Oh. That was the episode where they were building out the lunch. No?
Maybe.
Building out the lunchbox?
Maybe.
That's got to be it. I don't know. What caused Roseanne to get stuck? I don't know. Her, she's fat. I don't know. Lady K off the Twitter, stupidity. I go with Lady K. Stupidity got her stuck.
Oh, you guys are mean.
Stupidity got her stuck.
No. Lip, you give up?
I was going to say like her blouse or something.
Lip is close.
Really?
Lip is really close.
What was it?
It wasn't her blouse, but what was actually underneath.
Oh, her boobs. Oh. Her boobs. And that's the episode when Jackie put lard up there on her boobs to slide her out because they were scared of that new restaurant that opened up across the street.
They were trying to sabotage it.
God darn it.
And her boobs got stuck.
All right, Lip. What do you got? I'm slipping on this. Go, Lip.
What was the title of Darlene's school poem?
Oh, I hate my life. Boom! Wait a minute. That's the title of my poem. Oh, I remember. It was flying to Lady K's house.
Almost.
Oh.
Almost.
Actually, I actually believe I know the answer to this one.
No, you
don't. Not even like a funny Waka Waka one, because I use it to address like all my emails. And I remember that. I actually remember this episode.
You do address your emails like this.
And
I remember now.
And I remember this episode very vividly because, like, when I watched it, I broke down in tears.
I cried too.
It was so good. And the answer to that one is to whom it may concern.
Yes.
To who? Oh man. Wow. Yeah. When they pull out that snot tissue, Darlene's fun in the with a ball, but guys don't. Watch her when she's walking down.
Oh my gosh! I was boo-hooing, and I was like, "Oh no!" And Jackie's with they're taking pictures, and Roseanne's taking pictures.
Yep,
with the 35mm Polaroid film.
Hey, are there still disposable cameras? Do they still
I was just thinking about that this morning on my drive to work because I was at a video shoot yesterday, and we had a film camera that we were taking pictures with, but I was wondering, like, hey, are there disposable cameras still? Because I would like to buy a couple of those and start taking some film pictures.
I miss that. You know, I miss going and getting a disposable camera, taking pictures, and then waiting, you know, a day to get the film developed.
No, 1 hour
photo. Wait a day. Now it's an hour.
It's always been an hour.
What about those ones that print it right out? I don't know what they're called.
No, that is something that's totally different. That's digital.
Digital.
No, I'm talking about the old school one.
Oh, he's talking about Polaroid.
There you go.
Take it like a Polaroid, yeah.
Take it like a Polaroid picture.
You know, those are back in style now, because they're retro and everyone are hipsters now.
They're expensive.
They're like $500 for a Polaroid camera where you can get a mirrorless camera that doesn't shoot in 4K, but you can get a mirrorless camera for $500.
That is very true. Lip, what do you have? You got another one?
I do.
Okay, hit me, because I'm going to come out. I'm going to let DT answer this, the next one first, because I know I'm going to win this. I'm feeling confident, even though I don't know what Philippius' questions
Didn't
are.
Didn't I just do mine?
No. DT just did the poem one, right?
I did the poem one.
No, I did the poem one. Yeah, no, he just did the poem one.
Oh, so it's me?
Yeah, I answered
that it's one. On mine. Okay, I got this one. All right, let me see. What's my next question that I have?
You're right, Lip.
All right, Lip. All right. I stand corrected. Where did Darlene and David give each other their virginity?
Ooh.
Virginity. Where did Darlene and David, Darlene Connor and David Healy, give each other their V cards?
Hmm.
Oh, the music stopped.
They gave their virginities to each other.
Where? Hmm. And if you say in the butt,
what in the butt?
What
in the butt? No, it was in DJ's room with the condom.
No, oh God, how gross would that be?
Wow,
why would they do it in their little brother's room? You sick?
Because
sick
Darlene
bastard.
Hated DJ, and what way to get back at him to be like, ha ha ha! I had sex on your bed.
So she wanted to get back at DJ by putting stains on his little dinosaur covers. That's not right, Lip.
Exactly.
I thought it was in the garage,
next to the motorcycle.
Next to the motorcycle that Dan shouldn't have sold to Ziggy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Did he end up selling that?
No, in that episode, no, he didn't.
Okay.
No, you two rubes. They did it in Darlene's bed.
Oh.
What?
Remember in one episode, they tried to do it at after prom, which is the standard typical way of losing your virginity is on the night of prom, unless you're David or me.
Or me.
And we're back. Here's the thing. They tried at after prom, and David couldn't.
Oh, because he didn't like Darlene.
Well, and then when he finally foomed, he foomed and finished. Before anything even got started. But when they finally did it, they were at home when they did it.
Oh, okay.
All right. DT, you will wrap this up with your final question.
My final question is, how did Becky's husband, Mark, resolve the toilet overflowing in their trailer home?
Lip, I'll let you take this one because I know this one hands down.
You know this one?
Yep.
I'm going to say he stuffed it with a big teddy bear.
That's a good answer. That's what I would do.
That's actually very logical, but we're talking about Roseanne.
True.
There was a plug at the bottom of their trailer. He just pulled the plug.
Ooh. Flush it down the septic?
I think, don't trailers have plugs in it?
No, I don't think they have plugs. I think you're thinking of a submarine. Submarines have plugs because that's how they fill the submarine with water so you can go down.
I'm trying to rack my brain around.
Yeah.
Lady K off of the Twitter. Lady K off the Twitter chimes in, stuffing the shower curtain in it. Oh. Ooh, Lady K may have that one. I can't remember that episode.
I'm sorry, Lady K. You are also incorrect.
Oh, damn it. Or sticking his foot in it. He wasn't cooking soul food, Lady K.
You want to know what he did?
What did he do?
He jacked up half the trailer.
Oh, that's right. Because then Roseanne had that funny joke. Hey, if the water comes your way, everybody take off your shoes and sop it up with your socks. Dang it. Why don't I remember these?
Wow.
All right. That's all that we have for Roseanne trivia. Oh, man. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch all the seasons. I'm on season 6, and none of these questions were from season 6.
Yeah.
Mm.
I have one more question, which was like, what did Roseanne do after she got fired from her job?
Burnt the bitch down.
Lip, you don't know where Roseanne worked before she quit from Mr. Faber.
No.
Wellman Plastics.
Mm.
What? You know what? I thought I knew the Roseanne show, but clearly I don't.
You don't.
That's all right.
You just buy their merchandise.
I do.
I actually put their couch on sale. I'm actually going to buy a couch that looks like their couch.
Really? With the Afghan and everything on it?
It's costing me $4 million.
That is ridiculous. Everything Roseanne right now. So this was a big old huge 20-minute commercial for Roseanne. Catch it on Tuesday nights on ABC. Check your local listing. And if you want to catch up on some of the storylines behind some of our questions, you can always get Amazon Video and watch all 9 original seasons. I stream them as well. And hey, if you're watching them, you can always Snapchat me or tweet me a lot of Roseanne shtick. I'll do Roseanne shtick any time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fat Guy Radio Show on the other side of this break and shady emails right here on fatguyradioshow.com.
Stop the show.
I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Listen in your office.
Back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Playapod! Playapod! Play a pot. Hey, you're probably listening to this show on Play a Pot, and we thank you for doing so, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know what Play a Pot is, all I have to tell you is what rock are you living under? Play a Pot is revolutionizing the way that you consume podcasts just like this one. And all of my favorite podcasts and internet radio shows are on Play a Pod as well. The Michael Mara Show, Tech 411, even Play a Pod, the app has its own Play a Pod show. Ha! Play a Pod created by TM Soft, by my buddy and good pal Todd Moore. If you want to find out what all the hype is about and you want to get in where the podcast world is being changed every day, and there's a lot of new features on the PlayApod app as well, get yourself over to PlayApod.com or search PlayApod in the App Store or the Google Play Store. PlayApod by TM Soft. Download it for free and download it today. Welcome back to the Shuddy Whoa Whoa Whoa. If you're just joining us on live stream, I am your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Philippius.
Hello.
And our associate producer on the V's and the Z's.
So, dude, why are you looking at me, dude?
Daniel Taylor. He can't even see you with that monster monitor.
Nah, you gave me a look. Why are you looking at over here for?
I don't know. I just looked over at you because you're next.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so he was kind of
doing something.
He's kind of giving you a physical cue.
I think he was just kind of chilling, relaxing.
Nah, I cut one. That's why I was like,
oh, come on, man.
You can't even smell
it's
it.
It's all hot in here.
You
now.
Can't even smell it.
You know, it's 400 degrees outside.
You can't even smell it.
The last thing you want to do is fart right now.
I thought he caught me. And so that's why I was like, did he smell it? I'll wrap myself out. It was a quiet one.
Dude, the squeakers are the killers.
No, it didn't even smell.
Bro, we all have mesh chairs.
Bro, it's all good.
None of us should be, if I smell it, I'm punching you where it came from.
It's already
from.
Dissipated. It's gone now.
Poor Wally.
Your breath destroyed it.
Well, if that doesn't destroy the mood, these emails will.
Oh.
All right, this is called Shady Email.
Okay.
And basically, what happened is the intern, like I alluded to earlier, the intern said, I got some emails, and this is what he did on purpose. He took out who they're from.
Okay. Ooh.
So we have no one to point blame to, so we can only bitch into the air.
But we could go back and find out.
We can go back and find out, but you know what, Lip? I don't have that much time.
Well, and I don't have that much energy.
Juicy they get.
I'm trying to build a relationship with Lady K 3,000 miles away. You know what? I'm focused. I got my priorities.
And I'm trying to build a relationship with my right hand. How you doing, babe?
Shady emails.
Oh.
Email number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I pre-read this one. And Lip, this one's for you.
Ooh.
Trust me, we all get our turn at these. Hi, guys. I've been listening to the show for a little over a year now, and Corey has referenced to Philippius as his best friend.
Mm.
They certainly fight like best friends. But after hearing the last episode, Fireside Chat, and hearing Philippius' wife in studio and the baby, I thought, Corey never once said he was invited or attended Philippius' wedding. It's clearly obvious Corey wasn't in favor of him getting married, but did Corey attend his best friend's wedding day?
Lip, the inquiring minds want to know.
This brings up a very dark spot and deep-rooted hurtfulness in me, because we never, ever addressed that. We never, ever addressed the fact that we talked about how he got married, how I lost my best friend, blah, 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 blah. But we never talked about the actual ceremony.
Yeah, I
know.
Personally, I haven't even heard anything about the ceremony.
I know what happened, but Lip, I will give the floor to you since it was your wedding.
No,
and remember,
he did not attend.
I was not invited, and I did not attend. I wasn't even invited.
Wasn't he invited?
He wasn't invited?
Nope.
No, I never extended an offer.
Why?
Why? Was it because of my stance on the fact that I didn't want to lose you?
I knew you said you weren't going to more weddings.
I said I wasn't shooting any more weddings.
You said you weren't attending any
more. No, I said I wasn't attending any more funerals. Yes, weddings are kind of
because he went to Ryan's wedding.
I did, and I couldn't even get into that one. I stood outside.
That was way before me.
I was sad at that one too.
Yeah, he was.
I was really sad at that one. I even made a 5-minute appearance at the after party.
But mine wasn't even like a big wedding. It was just at the courthouse, so it's not like it was.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
See, that's what I thought. I was like, I don't remember you talking about a ceremony. I thought that you just went to the courthouse.
Courthouse dinner, and that was it.
Now, this is where it really hurts. Lip.
Yes.
Was anybody else there at the courthouse with you?
Well, yeah, I had to because I needed witnesses.
Was there anybody at the courthouse that wasn't a witness?
One person.
It should have been me. I would have went. Here he has been married 3 years and we've never had this discussion.
Wait, it's been 3 years?
No.
How long has it been?
It's been 1 year.
That's why, okay, this is year two. That's why the hurt is still real.
That's what I thought. I was like, dang, I don't remember it being 3 years ago.
It's still real to me, damn it.
It's still real to me, damn it.
It still hurts. I would have went, even if I would have just sat in the back in that sweaty Justice of the
went.
Peace.
I would have went just so he wouldn't go up there and say, I object.
That's why he didn't want me to go, because he knew I would have had a marching band come in at that time.
You would have been shouting. We would have put you on one of those Instagram channels.
I would have had to get my not Carlton Banks tambourine out.
It'd have been
hilarious. We never discussed that, did we?
There was only three people there besides me and my wife.
It should have been four.
It was Jay. You know Jay?
Yes.
Okay.
My sister, which is his wife, Susie.
Yes.
And then her friend. And that was it.
Okay. I don't feel bad.
I it still hurts a little bit because he is my best friend. Lip, I promise you will be invited to my wedding.
He will never have a wedding.
Lip, you can be invited to my wedding.
All right. This next email is directed at me.
Mm. Ooh.
Dear Corey, you are the Instagram chef and your bouginess is screaming all over your Instagram page.
Mm.
Where is all the soul food?
Mm.
Do you even know how to cook anything black?
Mm.
No.
I'll give you an item. My screen went dark. I'll give you an item and maybe you can tell me how you cook it. Sweet potatoes, a.k.a. yams. Ooh. Go.
Actually, I want to first ridicule that person because sweet potatoes and yams, two different things.
I was
just going to throw that out there. You, my friend, wrong.
Right. That was what I was going to call out to. Number one, you culinary buffoon, whoever you may be. Lip, I want to find this person. I do know how to cook soul food. I do know how to cook black. Wasn't one of the items on my... What? What did I do?
There is one item that is black that Corey cannot cook.
Okay, we don't need to get to that.
And it's been on the show.
It's a simple one, right?
We don't need to remind everybody.
Corey cannot make grits for the death of him.
I can't. They come out like sand all the time.
All the time. He makes beaches.
I make grits.
I know why. Because he loves beaches.
Corey loves the beaches.
Because he is a beach.
That wasn't even...
A beached whale.
Look. You didn't invite me to your wedding.
He's like, I'm getting all this stuff out now. I've been harboring it for a year. That's why you didn't come, you beached whale.
You're too busy trying to make your sand.
Corey doesn't say... He doesn't go to the beach. He brings the beach to him.
You're right. I can't make grits. It's my one Achilles heel. But I do know how to make soul food.
All right. But did you answer his question?
Okay,
can you make either one of them?
Sweet potatoes. I'm going to tell you how I do sweet potatoes. The sweet potatoes are really, really easy. I made them for Christmas this past Christmas.
Okay. Do you make sweet potato fries?
I do make sweet potato fries. This is what I do with my sweet potatoes, is that I put them into the oven in foil, poke holes in them, and allow the, not cook them all the way through, but just allow the skins to peel back, because a sweet potato will shrink in its casing, in its skin. Then I take it out, let it cool, and I peel the skin back and peel the veins off, and then I dice them into large pieces. And then I put them in a stew pot on top of the stove with a little bit of water and a little bit of simple syrup. And simple syrup is nothing more than sugar and water. 50% sugar, 50% water. I put that in, and then I take, depending on how much I've done, I take a stick of butter, put it right on top of the sweet potatoes, put a little bit of cinnamon on top of it, some salt and some pepper, and then I never touch the sweet potatoes ever again. I put a cover on top of it, I just allow that butter and that cinnamon to just absorb into the potatoes. Mm. And that's how I make my sweet potatoes. And that is not some Food Network way. That is a way that I learned from my grandma Blaze, God rest her soul. So yes, I know how to cook soul food. And another dish I had on my Christmas table was dirty rice.
Ooh.
Dirty rice. Matter of fact, I made dirty rice just this week.
So minus you just throw it in the dirt?
Minus the ground beef. No, I throw it in the beach sand lip. Yeah, it's, damn, son of a...
He call it dirty rice because he puts the rice inside of the grits.
I hate you both. All right, DJ, now they're turning their guns on you.
Okay.
Dear Corey, Philippius, and DJ.
Nothing to say to me.
This question is more for DJ. Since he can't seem to find a girl or keep one... Damn. Oh. Okay, so they didn't attack Lips, me and Lips' best friendship. Wow. They didn't attack my Instagram chefdom, and
your,
now
your
they're
blackness. Now your chef,
my blackness.
Yeah,
I can pull out my black falls out every once in a while. It's not very big, but it falls out. And wow. Now they're going for DT and his inability to have a relationship because of his deep rooted mom issues.
Oh,
ouch, wow.
Sorry, that got a little, I'm sorry, too far. Is it still real to you, damn it?
It's still real to me, damn it.
This question is more for DT. Since right. he can't seem to find, and all, by the way, if you're just joining us, this is Shady Email Quarter, which we will probably never do again, but it's actually bringing up a lot of stuff that we need to discuss as friends.
All right.
It's going to make us stronger, boys.
Okay.
Do you want to go to break real quick? Before you get to that, or...
Well, let's throw the question out there. We'll take a break and DT can answer it on the other end because I think this is going to take DT some time. This question is more for DT. Since he can't seem to find a girl or keep one, maybe his dating game is off point. Mm. If money was no option, what kind of date would DT take a girl on to keep her? That's a good question.
I'm confused. No option? Like, I don't have money?
If money was no option, that means that...
So money is no object.
Object. It says option. Hey,
yeah. I'm just saying that... Yeah.
Money is no object then.
Okay.
Okay, so money is endless. Basically, you have...
I'm free to do what I need to do.
You have Little D's drug bankroll to do. Take your girl on a perfect date.
Got it.
All right, so think about that. And on the other side of this break, we'll finish this up and we'll never do this ever again. All right, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You miss a little, you miss a lot. Hey, Rob. Look out. Pop, it's
showtime. Guess who's back again? Because I'm the nicest kid in the world and I love everyone.
Wait a minute. What the hell are you doing in here?
Grandma Clump, get out. I'm recording a promo.
I'm supposed to be doing a promo for Afterburn, you little sh**.
Hey, Grandma, how about you remove your teeth and kiss my
you smart mouth, little you.
You and the hearse that drove you here. Now get out.
Young pain.
I'm 18, you old saggy bald wig wearing.
You know what? I like you. You got fat.
This does sound like an Afterburn show you'd hear by subscribing at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn.
Mm-hmm, it sure does. And it's only $3 a month to subscribe. Now, I know your ass better not have a subscription, young man.
You better not have a driver's license, you blind old bat.
I know you ain't
about to be raising your voice with me right now, old lady. I'm going to have to kick your teeth in if you had any more left. I'm going to flick you in your gum and pull the hair out your ears. I'm going to bury you in the ground 6 feet where you belong 10 years ago. Try me. Try me. The Lord waiting for you up there.
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn. It's Fat Guy Radio Show's bonus show. For change back on a $5 bill, you get an extra hour and 15 a month of us. And here's the kicker. Philippius, DT, and I are always asking ourselves, why is the bonus show Afterburn so much better than the Thursday free show? Well, I think it's in part that we are uncensored. That means that we use the bad language. There's no rules. That means that anything can happen. And there's no commercials. That means, well, there's no commercials. It's a start to finish type of show where we start and we just keep going. And it's literally us being the ultimate us. So join now by subscribing to Afterburn via our partnership with Patreon and discover a level of Fat Guy Radio Show people only dream of. Get over to FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn now to begin your subscription. All right, welcome back to the show. Well, so before we went to break, for those of you that may just be joining us on live, we were in the middle of the Shady Email segment.
Yep.
And Lip took his lumps. I've taken my lumps. And now it's on to D-Tay. And the question was surrounding his inability to have a girlfriend. So if money was never an option, and I think they're probably asking that question because of your past mentions of being on the struggle bus.
Yeah.
If money was no object, what would be your perfect date, or what kind of date would you take a girl on to keep her?
Well, before I answer that, Big Bro Hutch said he'll help me out. He said, D-Tay, I can start posting for you on personal pages on Craigslist and lower your standards enough and anything can happen. All those dates could be fairly free.
Ah.
So I might take you up on that, Big Bro Hutch.
What about me, Big Bro Hutch?
Mm. He doesn't work miracles. He's not God.
Oh, it's funny because it's true. All right. What would your date, what would your perfect or what would a date be to keep your girl? Money was no object.
Money was no object. All right. So the first thing I would do.
First thing he would do.
Is I will buy me like.
Wait a minute, Lip. Me. He's trying to keep a girl and the first thing he thinks about is me.
Well, I got to look good for the girl, right? So I'm gonna show up to her house in this three-piece suit, this tuxedo.
Oh, God.
Looking like I just came out of a James Bond movie. All right? I'm pulling up in a stretch limo.
Stretch limo.
Right?
Stretch limo.
Smooth jazz playing in the radio.
Some Kenny G on the 45.
Yeah. We drinking wine.
What kind of wine?
Boxed wine. That's the best there is. And then the limo's going to drop us off at the airport.
Okay.
Where we're going to hop into a Zeppelin.
A Zeppelin.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Lip, the reason why you're not laughing is because you don't know what a Zeppelin is. It's a blimp.
Oh.
And then...
This is a full...
Wait, here comes DJ's limo.
It's a full luxury Zeppelin. First class, top of the line Zeppelin. This ain't the Hindenburg.
Wait, DJ's bumping his limo. Let's listen a little bit. Oh, DJ, your limo sounds amazing.
Thank you so much.
So you go get on the Goodyear blimp as they're shooting the NBA game.
Exactly. And we're going to take a flight around the world.
That's going to be one long-ass flight, bro. She ain't never going to leave you because by the time y'all make it one trip around the world, she's dead.
Exactly. Money's no option.
Money is no
This girl staying with me for life. We're going to have everything we're going to need in the Zeppelin.
She ain't got no choice because you're going to take her whole life to
kidnapping her. If money's no option, I'm not dating these women.
This is a kidnapping.
No, but honestly, if money was no option, let's get serious for a while. If money was no option, I would like to take the young lady out, charter a flight on a private jet and ask her where would she like to go. Like, I'm not going to try to take her where I think she might want to go. I want to ask her, look, where do you want to go right now?
Okay.
And then we will go, and I will just show her a night out on the town in the place that she wanted to be the most.
That sounds romantic in a way, but do you think that would be a little overwhelming?
What, just getting up and going?
Yeah. You don't think that'd be overwhelming to her?
She would give you
all the many options.
A straight answer. She'd be like, I don't know.
So that's a perfect date to you, is just to let.
No, that wasn't the question. The question was, what would I do?
What kind of date would D-Tay take on
the perfect date for me is a date that I do. Like if we get to a certain level of talking,
McDonald's, sex, sleep.
No, the perfect date for me. My favorite color is green because I love like plants and like scenery and everything. The perfect day for me is when I make a home cooked meal, packet it up, and like I take a young lady out and we go to like a nice park or someplace with great views and scenery, and we literally eat and talk and just enjoy each other's company. No money is spent on like atmosphere. The atmosphere is free, and we just enjoy each other's company and spend time in a quiet place.
He's such a hopeless romantic, Lip, isn't he? just
not many girls gotten to that point though.
There's very few girls out there that would even know how to appreciate that. But we can't keep them holding any longer because we've got the final shady email, and we'll end the show on this, Terry. It was worth the wait. Man of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Mm.
Whatever happened to Terry, Plants and Bugs? It seems like he got a fat box then punched out on the show.
Mm. Ooh.
Have you guys heard from him? Now, I reached out to Terry personally.
Yep.
Prior to the turn pulling this, so I don't know what the date and timestamp is.
Do you have his cell phone number or something?
I don't have
to. No, he said on Instagram. He said it at the beginning. Were you not listening? Where's the instant replay?
We haven't figured it out yet.
He said it in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, so they sent an email asking us about Terry, and I would imagine the reason why is because we've spotlit Terry on the show because he is a loyal fan of the show, and he said some very kind words to us, and he's listening to us streaming this cockamamie backwards ass show halfway around the world right now.
Yeah.
In Australia, not Austria, Australia.
Yeah, mate.
Where they put babies
in the dingoes.
Where they put babies in the kangaroos.
Dingo.
But no, Terry did not punch out on the show. Time zone. When the daylight savings time switched, his lunch break went to an hour earlier, which took him an hour earlier of when our show is taping.
Yeah, he's in the Bermuda.
He's in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yep.
So back off our boy Terry, whoever you may be, you wretched, wretched person, or we'll send you to the land down under where everything tries to kill you in Australia.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. I was like, why would they pick on Plants and Bugs?
I don't know.
He's the sweetest guy on the planet, even though I want to hear him talk.
There's plenty of people they could have picked on.
Terry, I know you're still listening.
Well, they probably don't go for, they won't go for Lady Caleb because they know that I'll unhinge myself. Who else can they pick on?
Hold up. Listen. Terry, I know you're listening. Send Fat Guy Radio Show a video of you speaking.
Yeah, I want to hear his accent. I love the Australian accent. And he's probably got a really cool accent. I would imagine that his voice is really high, sounds like a little girl.
And if you know Jim Wolfie from Australia, tell her DT said hi.
What?
If you know who she is.
That's like when you meet like a gay person and you just automatically assume that they know another gay person.
Exactly.
It's not a community.
Australians all know each other.
Australians don't all know each other.
They all play with the same crocodiles.
Terry. do crocodiles have dingoes too?
No, see, the dingo ate the crocodile's baby. That's why the crocodiles are all mad. They're trying to find their baby.
Mm.
I don't know. Get off of Terry.
Yes.
Get off of Terry.
Rat bastards. And right now I'm pushing the lawnmower. He's pushing off the Facebook Live. He's pushing plants and bugs. Terry, I'm going to reshare. I'm going to try to reshare that video of him trying to blow. We call them daffodils, but clearly the one that he had picked up out of a field somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to blow the little leaves off of it and spread the allergies all around the country of Australia, and they wouldn't blow off.
Mm.
I mean, he huffed and puffed and blow the house down, and it was just hilarious. And then he just shook his head and then just walked away. I was looking at that hoping that he was going to talk, but Terry, we want to hear your accent.
Yes. And he said he will.
Yay!
He said I will.
Hey, you can hear our accent all the time.
Yeah.
We have I have an American accent. DT has a black accent. Lip has a baby. Which we're still on baby watch.
Yes. Yes, 2018.
Yeah, baby watch 2018. And before we go, Lip, do we have a minute?
We have
Thank you, minutes. Lip. Before we go. Flat earthers.
Mm.
Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah, bro. This is like years.
Why is this a thing again?
They're dumb.
People that believe the earth is flat or square. It's 2018. Ladies and gentlemen, we have phones on our wrist. We have a reality show star in the White House. Why is this still a topic of conversation? Why are there, and they're trying to build even bigger support to prove that the earth is flat.
Wow.
It's the second coming of Scientology.
If the earth is flat, I encourage you flat earthers, fall your ass off the edge and leave the flat earth to us normal people.
They believe the earth is Asgard.
It doesn't. There's no edge. If the earth was flat, then that means that all of the scientific evidence of gravity is completely thrown out. Yep. There would be no gravity. There would be no. So what's on the other side then? If it's flat, what's on the other side? Is all the magma and the core of the earth just dripping out on the other side into the universe, into the abyss?
No, it's like Asgard.
I don't know what Asgard is.
It's the home planet from Thor.
Oh no, I know what Asgard is. Asgard is like.
Oh wow.
No, I know.
You had to go gay.
No.
Liv, I can literally see the comedic gun cocking back as he's taking aim.
I know what the Asgard is.
What is the Asgard?
It's something that I wear on Thursdays. Oh, wait, that's the rock.
Wow.
That is hilarious.
That was not the way it was supposed to go.
No. Okay, that blooper made that joke, which was subpar at best.
That was a great joke.
A hilarious joke because of the comedic timing of that music.
All right, what were you going to punch out on? That wouldn't have done it.
No.
Oh, by the way, Terry just commented on Facebook Live, have a great week and thank you for entertaining my Friday.
Friday? Bro,
It's Friday on that side of the world. So that is so cool.
He's a whole day behind.
He's a whole day.
Oh, ahead.
Ahead. Dude, what do I do tomorrow?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Does he have the weekends off?
Lady K, what the hell? Off the Twitter. Something in her house is shaking, and she doesn't know why.
Is it happening to be vibrating at the same time?
Does it happen to be close to her bed?
Does it have D batteries in it?
Mm.
Or does it plug into the wall?
Or is it gasoline powered?
Ooh.
Oh,
is it attached to a power drill?
I don't know, but can you kill any plants and bugs with it? Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by the Amazon Prime Video featuring the original 9 seasons of Roseanne. Chicken shirt. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial through the special Roseanne banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Hang with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Good night.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Hello.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's us.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what's it all about, make them beached well grits. And let them know they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. It's the Corey Unofficial, Official, Spectacular, Non-Spectacular Birthday Show. Lots of surprises planned and a proof that DT and Philippians will do nothing for my birthday. See you at the top.
Bye-bye. Hello.